Welcome back to Practicing Catholic. Patrick Conley, glad to be with you again, along with Cammie Berthume, our producer, Paul Sonnek, our technical producer, coming to you through the Relevant Radio 1330 AM studios in Golden Valley. You're probably familiar with the verse from Proverbs that reads, "Iron is sharpened by iron, one person sharpens another." And indeed, other members of Christ's mystical body, the Church, are there to help us along on our way to heaven. That can come in many ways: encouragement, example, acts of kindness and service, charity, and also accountability and admonition or fraternal correction. It may not be all that popular, but it's a needed piece of growing into spiritual maturity. Here to talk about how to give it and how to receive it is Father Jonathan Kelly, rector of St. John Vianney College Seminary in St. Paul. Father Kelly, welcome to Practicing Catholic.
Thank you, Patrick. Good to be with you today. I love that verse that you mentioned at the beginning of the show. And so that's something that iron sharpens iron is something that we talk about in our seminary often. So thank you for having me.
Great to have you. Let's jump right in. Why don't you start by giving us a definition of fraternal correction and maybe offer an example of when one might practice it?
Good. So fraternal correction really means brother reproving a brother. So fraternal means brother, but we don't have to be brothers. It just implies that there's some kind of relationship there. And the correction is really mainly for the sake of the other, the one who's committing the fault, really for their own good. And it's usually a serious fault, not just something that bothers us. But when someone's causing harm to themselves or others, we need to speak into that situation out of concern for the person and those who are being hurt. It's considered an exercise of charity, and when done well, we can actually strengthen our relationships.
Wonderful. And I like the definition that you gave as part of it. It's not just something that bothers us, which is an important thing, I think, for people, especially like me, to keep in mind that oftentimes I can be maybe talking to somebody about something they do that doesn't sit well with me and maybe chalking it up to fraternal correction. But that's not what we're talking about here, right?
That's right. You know, so we can often think that, you know, the world would be such a better place if everybody were like us, you know, kind of selfishly. If everybody thought the way that I did, we'd all get along really well. But when we live in a community, we have to love the other as the other, and that's a good thing. And so we want to look at actions, and if they're moral or if they're just someone's character fault, those are really two different categories. So you asked for an example. I can give you an example. Well, this is an example of when I was correcting someone. I certainly have others where I was corrected. But this is an example. A brother priest and I were working on a project, and he was doing many busy things. He was busy with many things and worthy ministry efforts, but he wasn't working on our project, you know? And it was really bothering me. So one of the steps is to ask ourselves, why? Why is this bothering me so much? And I really felt that it was hurting the people that we were serving, and it wasn't getting done. It wasn't good for us. And so I spoke to him, and I said, you know, I feel like what we're not important to you. You know, you're working on everything else, and it's worthy stuff, but I feel like we're not important to you. So I was so humbled by his response. You know, he said, thank you for being the kind of friend that can approach me. He's like, you're actually seeing my weakness here. This project's hard, and especially because it doesn't give me the kind of positive feedback that the other projects and ministries that I'm working on do. And so I really enjoy those, and they're easy to serve there, and I'm praised there. And I'm actually talking to the Lord about this in my own life, about ways that I need to balance where I'm called to serve and where I just want to serve. And so I was so edified by the humility that he had in receiving that kind of correction. And so I was so inspired by that. Like, I want to be that kind of person that welcomes correction and allows others to speak into my life, because we really were strengthened through that conversation. He shared a weakness of his, and so I wanted to support him. But we can always give off that vibe of, like, don't tell me that I'm wrong, but actually be humble and to receive it for our own good. It taught me so much.
Right. And I think that's maybe a good place to jump into receiving fraternal correction. Maybe we can talk a little bit about and share with us some of your own wisdom about how we can be how we can not jump to the defensive, because I think that's one of the things that we just kind of naturally do when somebody, we feel like somebody's criticizing us or is attacking our identity or something we hold to be dear. We tend to get defensive, right? So how do we open ourselves up to receiving fraternal correction?
Well, I think it's helpful if we have a relationship with the person. You know, if we don't have some kind of existing relationship, it can just be criticism or judgment, and others aren't really seeking to understand, you know. And so if we can, first of all, have a relationship with someone where it's not just coming out of the blue, then we're more disposed, you know. And if we can approach others, or they approach us, in certain amount of kindness and patience and understanding, that's more of a, I guess you'd say, a bedside manner that makes us more receptive. But I think in the context of eternity, you know, and not just be so time bound to the moment, but realizing that all things are going to be revealed one day. You know, all things will be revealed at the gates of heaven. And if someone can speak into my life that can allow that for that moment to be much more pleasant, then we want to live in that context.
Right. And that's a great reminder, especially during this holy season of Lent, is being open and being ready for that sort of correction that comes from a brother, from someone that really care about our ongoing spiritual development. So let's go back to offering fraternal correction for a moment. What are the right times, or when can you sense that this may be a good time for me to offer some fraternal correction?
I'd ask yourself two questions. What is the right time? What's a way to discern this? And I'd ask yourself two things: is what's best for them, you know, not just for me, but what's best for them, and are they able to receive this, you know? And is this a person that I have a relationship with? It's helpful for us to stay in our own lane, you know, and we don't have to correct everyone on everything. Is this person able to receive it? St. Thomas says, if certain correction will crush my brother, that's not charity, you know. And so God's gradual with us, and so we need to be gradual with other people too. One way to discern might be to imagine that scenario of a person coming to deeper conversion. He might say to you, "You mean I was your friend? You the whole time you knew this, and why didn't you tell me that I was hurting other people or myself?" And so there's a certain way of imagining ourselves offending others or hurting ourselves, and others just looking on and pretending to be our friends, but not actually the ones that are helping us stepping out of the way of an oncoming train, so to speak.
And Father, I'm just curious about, many people may shy away from the whole idea of offering fraternal correction because, well, it's uncomfortable, let's be honest. Yeah. And when things are uncomfortable, it kind of prevents us sometimes from moving ahead. But this is one of the spiritual works of mercy, is admonishing the sinner, right? I mean, that's one of the ways. Offering fraternal correction is a way to also bring another up in their spiritual maturity, as we've already talked about. I'm just curious what you would say to someone who maybe tends a little bit more towards avoiding offering fraternal correction, even when the circumstances do call for it, out of a fear of being uncomfortable.
Well, that's a good question. You know, it's so much easier just to avoid a certain situation. I think one way is to say, am I judging motivations or actions? You know, and that can separate the, you know, we don't want to imply motive to someone, because we don't know, you know, the human person, mind and heart is so complex, you know, that we don't know why someone's doing something. And so if we head into the situation and just explain our experience of it, and not to say, well, you did this because, you know, we certainly don't know that. So I guess how we would do this, I think the first thing we have to do is pray, you know, and ask for humility and insight, and look at ourselves and the action. So looking at ourselves and say, why am I bothered by this? You know, have I contributed in some way? Have I contributed? Take the plank out of our own eye before removing the speck. You know, so Jesus is talking about judgment there. And we can judge actions. So, you know, we judge all the time, but we don't necessarily, we don't have the capacity to judge another's motivations. So, and then look at the action, you know, if it's a moral fault or a character fault. You know, if it's a moral fault, we want to act quickly, but a character fault, we're generally just called to endure the weaknesses of other people. You know, we think of St. Therese, who would speak of the charism of one of her sisters to annoy her. And so we want to be extremely patient with character faults because they don't change quickly, and we grow from that. And so if it's not moral, we should really just repent in our own hearts for judging them and forbear.
So a moral failing versus a character fault. All right. So wonderful, wonderful advice. Just one or two more questions before we come to the end of our time here, Father. I wanted to ask specifically about love and care and kindness in the midst of giving fraternal correction. I think a lot of times, you've already mentioned how we need to be thinking of the other as we offer fraternal correction. Any other words of advice when it comes to offering correction with kindness, with love, a concern for the other and their spiritual growth?
Sure. I think that prayer and humility is important, and just more on the method. Matthew 18, you know, Jesus gives us that teaching, and the whole context is really living well in community. Blessed Giles of Assisi, one of the compatriots of St. Francis, he said, "The greatest gift under heaven is to live well with those with whom we dwell." And so the Lord desires that we live in the unity that flows from the unity of God, and that's meant to be a witness to the world and a sign of the kingdom. And so I guess that's the context of us living in relationship with each other. And so how to do this? Go to the person directly. You know, we don't want to complain and say things sideways or exaggerate, but to say in a few words as possible our own experience of the situation. And then go in that spirit of gentleness and humility and really start by asking for forgiveness in any way that we need to be forgiven of. And then tell the person how we experienced what they did, and, you know, not implying motive. And again, like I said, if it's done well, it can strengthen our relationship. Then Jesus says, if that doesn't work, then we can bring a few friends. And then if that doesn't work, then we can go to the superior of that person. But here in the seminary, we've got 100 men living in close quarters. You know, and this is one of our teachings of how we would live well with each other. You know, we want to be a Christian community and not an evaluative environment. You know, we're in evaluation season right now, but we want to live in a Christian community, and one that, you know, you hear the words a lot, "Please forgive me," because, you know, friendship takes work. There are a few friends that we're friends immediately, but otherwise friendship and community, that takes patience, understanding, and forgiveness, and requires hard work and an intentionality and a commitment to the other. So if we're living in that kind of environment, if we're fostering a culture of honoring and affirmation, then we can take correction.
Very good, Father. Well, thank you for this lot of insight, a lot of great insight. Again, maybe most particularly for the holy season of Lent. And before we let you go, Father, could you give us your blessing for us and all our listeners, please?
Of course. May the peace and blessing of Almighty God, the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you forever.
Amen. Father Jonathan Kelly, we are so grateful that you joined us. Take care. God bless you, Father.
Thanks, Patrick. Peace to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yep. If you'd like to learn more about St. John Vianney Seminary, College Seminary, just go to semssp.org/Vianney. Don't go anywhere. Paul, Cammie, and I have a list of local events that will help you out on your Lenten journey. We'll chat about them right after this.